to a far lost child. Yes, he does. The way you squeeze and tease knocks me to my knees. The smoking, baby, baby. The way you sway, okay, really wrecks my nerves. And I'm so excited, child.
You're gonna get your wish.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Don't you love it when your neighbors stop over? So we are having coffee and some snacks with our neighbors to the north. We want to welcome Chris Paulson from the Hastings Fire Department. He is here to tell us about some great things going on, but especially about the Booyah. We'll hear about that in a second. First of all, Chris, I didn't even ask you. I know you're a firefighter, but what other kinds of titles do you have?
I am the assistant fire chief and also a paramedic with the fire department.
So how are things in the fair city? Now we're kind of ending the summer months and we're heading into fall. Is there a shift in your quote-unquote business?
The business is what it is.
Is it cyclical anyway?
The summer months tend to be busier. And then, you know, late spring, actually early spring, I would say, March is usually a little slower.
Is it because everyone's gone and on spring break?
I really don't know. I don't know because the days that you think that we're going to be busy, we aren't. And the days that you think we won't be busy, we are. So there's no rhyme or reason for it. It just happens.
So even after all these years, you still can't predict?
There isn't much predicting things. You can look at trends. And
what about the full moon? Because you always hear that. Is there any truth to that?
Yes.
What?
It's not that we're busier. It's just that weird stuff happens.
Is this for real?
It's for real. I won't go into gory details or anything, but weird stuff happens on full moons. I don't know if there's something in human nature that makes people do weird stuff on full moons.
That's a whole other radio program, isn't it?
Yes, and we'd have to include, you know, bringing the ER nurses from Regina. They see crazy stuff, too.
Oh, my gosh. When
there's a full moon,
it just happens. So that is true, because you've heard that phrase before. Oh, it must be a full moon.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
That might be an interesting one, though. Full moons, police department, ER nurses, and us.
Okay.
Around Halloween, maybe that's a good...
Oh, I like this idea. Thank you.
Maybe that's a good idea for
okay, him. Well, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We'll do this again. But first of all, besides the work of fighting fires, which is so great that you do, the Booyah, the Hastings Booyah, Fireman's Booyah, has been around for a long time. It's such a great tradition. Do you know how many years it's been going on?
This is our 80th annual.
It is
an
not.
Annual is an asterisk.
Of course, because?
Because of COVID-19 last year, we canceled the Booyah. So 81 years.
Okay.
But this is our 80th annual, and forever we'll have to put a placeholder in there for 2020 that we didn't do it. And looking back, even World War II, they still had the Booyah.
They did.
Yep. So. Wow. You know, with the what's interesting about that is with the rationing and everything else that was going on.
Sure.
It actually might have been a good way to spread a little bit of ingredient out a long way, you know, to make soup out of it. That's
no kidding.
That's a cheap way to spread
meat.
Meat and vegetables and everything else.
So let's talk about meat. I always have to ask because I have friends that make booyah, mm-hmm. private booyah. There's no squirrel. Right?
No, we do use no wild game.
Is squirrel called wild game?
I believe so.
It's not a rodent. Okay, so there's no wild game. But what is the secret recipe? Is this the year you're going to tell me?
Well,
I think that means
it's,
no.
It's not a. I don't know that it's a secret. I think you could. I think
break
you
it
could
down.
Break it down if you knew what was in it.
Well, I eat it, but I don't know exactly the proportions.
Yeah, so I think that's, you know, you'd have to do some experimenting, but you could probably get pretty close.
And do you jazz it up with spices?
Well, the Cajun Booyah has roasted garden fresh peppers and stuff in it that are pureed and then added in.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. And what is the earliest recipe that you have? And do you still use that Booyah recipe?
So this is just from what I understand and what I've been told. This story has been handed down and handed down for a lot of years. The Booyah started, you know, in 1940-ish. And the recipe, everybody's told me that the old recipe really wasn't that good. They used to do it in Roadside Park.
Of course.
And, you know, they had china bowls and...
People would line up in Roadside Park.
Yeah, and I think that people did it more to support the firefighters than than anything, because I've heard the soup wasn't very good until the mid-70s, I believe it was. Jim Match kind of...
Tweaked it?
He tweaked it a lot, from what I understand, and came up with basically the recipe that we use today, and we've been running that for quite a few years now.
I wonder what he changed.
Yeah, I think that he added the tomato ingredients. And before it was kind of a beefy based soup. And, you know, now we've got beef and chicken and some pork. And then it's really got a tomato base to it. So,
yes.
From what I've seen, I've been to some other Booyahs and ours is different because of that tomato base. So I think that's what makes ours a little different.
The Fireman's Booyah is going to be on Saturday, September 11th, which is a wonderful historic day, I know, for firefighters as well. So what is the timing of that, please?
We will start serving outside at 10 o'clock. So if you have a bulk container or want to buy in bulk, you can come to the kettles starting at 10 o'clock. We'll have some events going on inside at 11.
And this is going to be at the Seas Church grounds.
Yep.
On the corner of 15th and General Seabin Drive.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. So I know that you start making this ahead of time, but go back to when you used to chop everything by hand, and then all of a sudden you realize there was another way to do things.
Yeah.
Such a great story.
Dan and I were just talking about this in the lobby here. We used to chop all of our vegetables by hand. And we have a bag of knives that have been sharpened so many times that there's only about a half inch left on the knife blade. But we used to, you know, they used to order all of the vegetables, and we would, Saturday morning, we would start cutting everything by hand. And we had some really, really old stainless steel food processors that were probably about 2 feet round, and they would have a blade that would spin in them. And one of them wasn't grounded very well, and you'd get a little zap every time that you touched it with wet hands. Because we used them once a year. And then, I don't even know how many years ago it was, but we realized that there are services out there that will cut and deliver the vegetables for you, and they already buy them in bulk, and they do this for a whole lot of other people, and they're really good at it. And I think I don't remember how much more it cost us, but it was a no-brainer to go, okay, we're just going to have them get everything for us and deliver it to us.
So are the young firefighters spoiled? Is that where this story's going?
I think we're all a little bit spoiled now, but it is still a whole lot of work.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So the vegetables come pre-cut, but then you have to assemble them, and how do you cook it, and how long does it cook?
Well, we start cooking because the Booyah is Saturday now, we'll start cooking Friday and hopefully start cooking all the soup bones and everything by noon. And those soup bones cook until midnight. And then we add the chickens. We cook whole chickens. We boil whole chickens. And they get boiled in a food service net. So basically it keeps all the... you know, the chickens together and keeps the bones from falling out into the soup. And those will cook for about 5.5-6 hours until they're done. We pull the chickens off the bone. We discard all the bones. And then we continue cooking all of the broth. And we're cooking stew meat at that time too. So beef stew meat, about 500 pounds, 600 pounds of beef stew meat we're cooking. And once we get all of that cooked and the beef bones come out, then everything gets mixed together. And we kind of let it simmer for a little while, and about 2 a.m. we put all these vegetables in. So we're talking about 600 pounds of carrots, 450 pounds of potatoes, 700 pounds of cabbage, 300 pounds of rutabagas, just yeah, it's there's a whole lot of vegetables that get put in, and then they cook down until 5, 6 a.m., and then we start adding all of our tomato ingredients, which is tomato puree.
Whole tomatoes?
Nope, no whole tomatoes, just tomato puree and ketchup, actually. Ketchup is an ingredient in the bouillon.
Wow.
We don't use Heinz ketchup because if you know ketchup.
I don't really.
I don't really either because I don't like ketchup. And actually, the ketchup part of the bouillon just
freaks you out.
It gets me, but I still eat it. But Heinz ketchup was too bitter and salty. So the 1 year that we used Heinz, it didn't turn out as well. So
it tasted different, huh?
Yes, it tasted different. So,
what do you do now? Generic?
Yep, generic ketchup or Hunt's ketchup, actually. Hunt's ketchup is a good ketchup for bouillon. So if you're making bouillon at home, I recommend Hunt's ketchup Heinz.
Is it just dozens and dozens of bottles?
It is gallon cans.
Okay.
And 91 of them.
How do you know, though, the right recipe? The right, you know, is it just hit or miss?
We have it figured out by how many gallons each kettle is.
Okay, and how
so
many
everything,
gallons?
Most everything else we try to evenly distribute. Yes. And then when it comes to the canned goods, we figure out, okay, how many cans of puree do we need to put in this 100-gallon kettle? How many gallons do we need to put in a 30-gallon kettle? How many gallons, you know, because we've got 17 separate kettles and they range in size from 30 to 100 gallons.
Is it so fun, though, making this?
Yes, it is, but it's a lot of work. So
can't imagine.
It's a whole lot of work. It takes all of us and a lot of help. So fortunately, a lot of our retirees still enjoy making bouillon, so they'll come out and we'll see them. And it's one of the few times during the year that we see a lot of those people.
And so just so people can rest assured, if there is a fire or you're needed during this period of time,
we're still coming.
You're still coming.
We're still coming.
Excellent. All right. We're just checking on that. So is bouillon a tradition with firefighters or fire stations?
Yes. Well, in this area, I think that it is. If you were to go to any other state, I don't even know that they would know what bouillon is.
Okay.
And a lot of people locally don't understand what bouillon is either. But fortunately, we have a following that does understand what it is.
You really do. How many gallons do you think you make?
1,100, roughly.
Oh, my gosh. And I've been there towards the end at times. You scrape the barrel. I mean,
yeah, we'll sell.
You run out.
Fingers crossed, we sell it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a good fundraiser for you?
It's a pretty good fundraiser for us. The overhead is pretty high. You know, the cost of ingredients is high and everything else. But the community really steps up for us. And the business community here in Hastings has been fantastic to us for a really long time. And we get a lot of donations, and that really makes it worthwhile.
So on Saturday the 11th, will there be a place for people to sit and eat it on site? Do you want us to come and take it? How does that work, please?
You're welcome to come eat with us, or to take it home, or to do both. We will have some events going on this year inside. It won't be quite like bouillas of the past. Our staffing numbers, the fire department, are limited these days too, and we're trying to balance, you know, COVID protocols and distancing and everything else. So we'll have fewer tables inside and maybe not as many activities as we did in the past, but we'll still have silent auction, pull tabs, beer for sale, brats and hot dogs, pop, bouillon for sale, all of that kind of good stuff, bake sale, all of that kind of good stuff. And we're going to try to spread some tables out inside and outside this year so that if people prefer to be outside, and it's supposed to be a very nice day, so if people want to stay outside, they can stay outside if they'd like to.
Chris, it sounds so fun. So again, the bouillon is going to be on Saturday, September 11th. Give the times again.
So 10 a.m. sales will start outside. If you want to buy in bulk, we ask that you don't bring glass containers.
Okay.
Glass containers tend to shatter, and then we get a broken glass container and a kettle of soup, and that soup is now gone. So we will not fill a glass container, but otherwise our regular events will be going on inside at 11 o'clock. Most of our regular events will be going on inside at 11 o'clock in the hall at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
So we can bring an ice cream bucket?
Absolutely, yep. Ice cream buckets work great. They
Don't
hold
they?
About 9 bowls of Booyah.
Oh, okay. You have it down to a science.
I do.
And if you still have Booyah in your freezer, doesn't matter. Come and get fresh stuff.
Oh, yeah, get fresh stuff. The stuff that you still have is probably still really good.
It really is.
Yeah, but it's unfortunately 2 years old now, so you need to get some new stuff.
You need to get new stuff. Yep. Okay. All right. What do you think goes well with Booyah?
Beer, oyster crackers,
football,
raking leaves.
Okay. Anything fall related?
Anything fall related, yeah. I think, does it. It pains me to say that because I'm really a summer person.
Me
I prefer
too.
The summer. I'm a little upset when this time of year comes, but it is what it is. It's going to happen. So we might as well be prepared and have some Booyah for the winter.
Well, and it's a nice way to kick off, I think, the fall, and it's great that you're doing this again. Thank you so much. It's a great tradition, and Hastings is so excited and does really rally around you, I know.
Yes, they do. I couldn't believe last year how disappointed everybody was that we had to cancel it. But I think people understood, but it's great to have the support from the community.
So we are coming up on the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. Do
yes.
you remember that day?
I do. I do. I think most people that were over the age of 10 remember that day really well. But, yep, I remember that day vividly. And it's for us at the fire department, it's a kind of a somber day. We've always tried to commemorate it with our ladder truck and the big flag, and we plan to do that again this year. We might have the truck up at the church for a little while, but we'll bring it back down and put it on Vermilion Street toward the end of the day, just to kind of remind people of, I think everybody remembers, but it's especially important for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all that you do, and I can't think of a better way to come out and show support for the fire department on September 11th than going to your Booyah. So thanks for all you do. Assistant Fire Chief Chris Paulson, we are so grateful to have you as neighbors, and we really appreciate all the good work that goes on over at the fire department. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
You're gonna go.